Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass in the studio. And we're broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camp Road. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Don't get fired for being weird, man. I mean, there's other reasons to get fired. Don't get fired for being weird. Like, come on now.
I think that's good. Hugh, that's good advice for everyone.
I mean, because
also, see, NFL players.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you get fired for being weird and it's just left as weird, you open yourself up for all kinds of reckless speculation.
Yeah, and reckless it is.
It's been so reckless.
All right. We got a lot to get to. As we just told to Cameron Richie, we appreciate crossing over with those guys.
After John about to get married, huh?
You know what? I'm so happy for John. And are you surprised? I mean, John looks super happy the last year. I'm not.
He does.
It's one of those things where, like, I saw it this morning. I was like, oh, of course. That was bound to happen. So congratulations.
The pressure pipes has been, you know, he's good.
I'm happy for John. Good for him. That's great. It's great. Great news, John. Yeah.
Hey, that
was
pressure,
a lot. That was
that
a
pressure
lot.
Buildup yeah. is real.
Yeah. You all right over there?
Anyway,
and we're off and running
you
on a Monday.
You feel me, Kyle Quinn? That pressure be real, bro.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah, live from Champ Camp today. Eagles practice underway. They've got shoulder pads on.
They got no shoulder pads.
Yeah, we have a lot of football to get to today. We'll have Jordan Davis. We'll have Dallas Goedert. Elliott later in the show. I saw J.J. Watt went after Elliott, or at least what Elliott does. The service he performs for the public.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah, that bothered me.
We are in some unique times.
Yeah,
you know, Hall of Fame players going after writers. Come on, man.
It's crazy. All right, we'll get to all
that. Let that man live. Let that man eat.
And I have to get to something coming up next hour. I am so disappointed. I leave for 2 days. I went Cub Scout camping with my son.
How awesome was that?
It was awesome. I mean, sleeping in the Nats were not the greatest thing, but the whole time, I'm thrilled I got to go.
Memories, man. That's memories.
Great time. But I did hear that Hugh Douglas may have had the worst football take of all time on Friday.
Nah.
So we'll get to that. But, Hugh, let's start with some Phillies. They go to New York this weekend. They beat the Yankees 2-3. Yesterday was disappointing. They could have swept that series.
Yeah.
Look, Wheeler didn't have his best stuff. Happens like 5 times a year. It's okay. They took 2-3 from the Yankees. It was a good weekend. And here we are now three days away.
3 whole days.
From the MLB trade deadline. Like, this thing is revved up. It is now. It is this week. Thursday at 6 p.m. is the trade deadline. And Hugh, I have a word in my head for the Phillies and for Dave Dombrowski.
What you got?
Desperate. I am desperate for the Phillies, and I need Dave Dombrowski to act desperately this week, because the Phillies in a year, and I feel like maybe we've not talked about this enough. There is no great team. There is no dominant team. Like, you look up at the standings every day, and you may see a different team having the best record in baseball twice a week. The Toronto Blue Jays, who we saw 2 months ago or a month and a half ago, and we beat up. They are the best team in the American League right now. That's the best the American League has to offer, is the Blue Jays. So I was like, they're not that good when we saw them. Mm-hmm. In the National League, the Dodgers are not having the same year as last year. Mookie Betts is not having that kind of year. Freddie Freeman not having that kind of year. Their pitching has been hurt. They're still formidable, obviously. They're the defending champ, but they're not as good as they have been the last couple of years. They've had injuries and age. The Mets are good, but not overwhelming this season.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs are good, but not overwhelming. The Brewers are hot, but... like, this is open for the Phillies. And watching them this weekend, like, when they're at their best, like we saw them Friday, Saturday, when Turner's getting on base and Schwarber's hitting bombs and Bryce has been hot lately, and now JT.
JT,
this is the best I've seen him play in a year and a half, 2 years, or probably before the knee injury last year, so over a year. I am feeling desperate, because I sense and I feel like I know this is their best and their last shot at this thing. Hugh, how are you feeling on the Phillies? Should they be desperate? Should Dombrowski act desperately between now and Thursday? Because I'm viewing this as it's a now or never, final chance, go do it. And I am not going to be upset at Dave Dombrowski if he overpays on Thursday. Because if you don't overpay and you don't get what you want, I don't want to hear the press conference on Friday where it's like, well, we tried, but we got this year's Austin Hayes. No. I want to go for it. There's an opportunity to go win the World Series. Go win the World Series. Act desperately. Go do it. Hugh, where are you at on the Phillies? They win 2-3. We are 3 days from the trade deadline.
You know what? The first thing that comes to mind when I think of that, when I think of the Phillies and baseball in general, is parity. I know you like to call it.
No, that's a good word.
Yeah. You call it something else, but it's parity.
There's no great team, which is another way of saying that.
There's a lot of pretty good teams. Yep. And with that being said, there's a lot of teams that are going to be in the hunt or feel like they're in the hunt. I think you have to be smart in the decisions that you make, because it's not a guarantee. Now, that you're in a position and you have a good enough team that you can win it all, but you have to make the right moves. And what I mean by that, you can't make the moves that's going to handicap your franchise for the next foreseeable for the next coming years, for the foreseeable future. So I think that when you say make desperate moves, that to me sounds like, you know, you're just doing whatever you can to get a piece that not necessarily guarantees anything.
So you're right in saying nothing guarantees anything, right? Like and I think it was John Middleton brought this up a couple weeks ago when he spoke before a series, saying, hey, in 09, 10, 11, they made those kind of moves and they didn't win the World Series, right? So there's no guarantee. We're going to bring up some big names today. The one that the Phillies are connected to that's probably the best player right now is Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman from Arizona.
Like, yeah.
Getting him doesn't guarantee the World Series.
But it puts you in a better position.
Sure. And I'm at the point now where I'm looking at the league and I won't be, like, if I'm Dombrowski, I won't be able to sleep at night knowing I didn't give us the best chance. And the parity thing, like, the Phillies could put themselves above the pack.
Mm-hmm.
They could put themselves as the favor. They could be the best team in baseball if they make the right moves. If they land the right bat and land the right bullpen arm and move the right starter to the bullpen in October, they could be the best team. And I know we're flawed. Like, they're not perfect, but nobody's perfect.
No, every team has flaws. But here's the thing, Joe. All of those moves that you're talking about made, because from what I read, their biggest concern right now, they want relief pitching.
The Phillies. Yeah, as they should. But I think they also need a bat. But
As they should. But that sounds like that is going to be their focal point.
Mm.
Like, they're trying to get pitching. But all these other moves that you're talking about making, how much are they willing to give up to make those moves? And I'll tell you another thing that when we talk about this, that kind of doesn't match up for me, is that when I got here, the big story was, hey, we need to fill the trophy room. And we need to do whatever we can do to do that. For the energy that they gave and what they've been doing the last couple seasons that I've been here, it's not matching.
It has, and that's why this year for me needs to be different. And I think for Dombrowski it needs to be different. Act desperate. Like, the last few deadlines, they've acted like this window is wide open. They have years to go. The future matters a lot. They didn't act desperately. Let's be real. Austin Hayes and Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro, Tanner Banks, like, that's not desperate. I want Dave Dombrowski to go into this with, I'm not getting shut out. I'm not walking away from this deadline without
giving. I'm
not
taking no for an answer.
That's what I mean. And that
no,
means,
I hear you.
Sometimes
hear
you got to act like, sometimes it's okay to overpay for things in life. If you really want something, the price doesn't have to matter. See, this really does fit with you. You won't overpay for anything.
I'm gonna try not to.
Yeah, I'm overpaying.
Put it like this, Joe. Like, do the deal that's comfortable for you.
Well, yeah, but where has that gotten us the last couple years?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I get exactly what you're talking about. I understand that. But you're still operating from a position of you have to think about the next day, the future, if
you will. I'm not the future matters less and less to me every day. And before we go to Kyle on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, we're live at Eagles camp today. We'll get to a lot of Eagles. A couple interviews later with Jordan Davis, the Dallas Gutter. Starting with the Phillies, winners of 2 out of 3 over the weekend. You know, a couple things have changed the calculus for me on why I'm willing to be desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Turner's play this season, which has been better this year and more consistent in the last couple years. And I hope I'm not getting fooled by just a hot month. JT playing like this, like,
you want to take it, you want to strike while the iron is hot.
And JT's a free agent. Like, two of their four best hitters are free agents, JT and Schwarber. So, like, those guys could walk out the door this offseason. Like, mm-hmm. This is their best shot and maybe their last shot. I can't let this go by. I have to go win the World Series right now. And I'm willing to act desperately. I want Dave Dombrowski to act desperately. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a huge move by Thursday? 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees and the clock is ticking on Dave Dombrowski here?
Yeah, I'm trying to be measured about this thing.
Measured?
That's not me, though.
No, it's
not. That's
not
me.
Yeah,
I'm being me. I'm desperate. The Phillies should be desperate. I think we would look back on this and regret not taking a big swing and overpaying a little bit more than we would the other way around. And I think, like, sort of what you said, just the way the offense looks right now, like, it makes me think I might do crazy things to add a really good bat to this lineup and just helping out this pitching staff by adding a back-end bullpen piece. Like, I'm looking at the rest of the league, and I think what tips me over this way more than anything You know who is going to be desperate? You know who is going to take a big swing? The Mets.
Yep.
The Dodgers. Like, I can't let them go for it and us get shut out, like you said, and end up not making a move. Like, I don't want to get left in the dust by those teams for the division and in the playoffs. Like, just knowing what everybody else is going to do to separate themselves from the pack, like, I can't allow this to be another deadline where we don't go all in and really take a big swing. Like, I think I would rather overpay a little bit to help this team get a better chance to win the World Series than not. So I'm desperate.
You know, that was an interesting point Kyle brought up to add to this, right? So we both agreed, Hugh, that the league right now looks like more parity than greatness, right? Mm-hmm. And the Phillies are part of that. They're good. They're at times very good. But, you know, they're similar to the Dodgers, similar to the Mets, similar to the Tigers, Blue Jays, Cubs, Brewers. But what Kyle said is true. By Friday morning, some of those teams, if not all of them, may have improved by a lot. Like, the Phillies could look at those teams right now and say, we have just as good of a chance as anybody to win the World Series. We don't have to do too much. But by Friday morning, the Dodgers may go get a big-time closer. The Mets may go get a big-time starting pitcher. Like, the Phillies can't stay static because the league's not going to stay static.
Yeah.
I want Dombrowski to act desperately. Go for it. Be the Dave. When Dave Dombrowski was hired here, we thought we were getting a guy that put all his chips in the middle. And
yeah,
we
that's
haven't
what he said.
Seen that.
That's
we
what
haven't
he said.
Seen that.
He did say that. As I look at the standings, man, it's a whole
it's
lot
all,
of 50s.
It's tight.
It's super tight.
The whole NL, the good teams NL have like between 56 yeah. and what, 61 wins? It's the same. Like,
yeah.
Go separate from the
most,
pack.
The most wins is 63.
What is that, Toronto?
The
Dodgers?
Blue Jays, yeah.
Yeah, Toronto.
Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And everybody else, 60. 57, a lot of 50s,
right
a lot
there.
Of teams right there.
Right there. So
yeah.
Go separate. Go make the move to get over the top. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Should the Phillies and Dave Dombrowski act desperately to make a big move at the deadline? I say yes. Let's go for this thing. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy Desperate Monday, man.
It is a Desperate Monday, Chris. It's a desperate week. Go finish this thing. Let's go win a World Series. What do you got, Chris?
Mr. Dombrowski. Please, don't buy the fool's gold again like you did last year. This offense is not that good. They need help, okay? So we need a legit outfielder, and we need a shutdown bullpen arm. Not just a bullpen arm. We need a lockdown bullpen arm. And I know that the price tag is going to be extremely high, but I want Mason Miller.
Hi.
I need that high-octane power closer. I told you guys he reminds me of Billy Wagner. I mean, just that's what I want. And as far as an outfielder, go get me Joe Adell. Bring me in a 26-year-old center fielder that's got some slug in him and is an athlete. That's what I want. You know what, though, guys? Because you said it. I'm sick and tired of watching the Dodgers go out. The Dodgers go out, and they always seem to not have problem trading their prospects or spending money, and yet we sit over here on our thumbs all the time, guys. And that's where I'm just at with it. I'm just tired of it. Joe Giglio, though, I got a bone to pick with you because
uh-oh.
I think you're a fraud.
What did I do? What did I do?
You're a fraud. I don't believe you're desperate. I think walk with me. I think you might be, and I know the listeners are going to be shocked by this, but I think Joe Giglio is trying to be taken today with his that he's desperate. I don't really believe that.
I am desperate. I just explained why.
I explained
why I'm desperate. They're good enough right now, just like the rest of the pack, but I want to separate. And Chris, JT hitting like this and Turner having the year like this, this may never happen again. This might be the best we ever get out of Trey Turner, and it's
Joe,
might be the last out of Real Muto. Why wouldn't I be desperate to win with this group?
I don't think you're desperate because I'm going to ask you. I'm desperate because I'm even desperate that I'll take a center fielder with 16 home runs with an 864 OPS that's 27 years old. Sounds good, doesn't it, Joe?
Sure, who's
I don't
that?
Believe you're desperate. I want you to answer the question when I hang up, because I'm so damn desperate. Go get me, Mickey Moniak!
Yeah, we're not doing that. No thanks, Chris. No thanks. Mickey Moniak? Has anyone looked how much of his damage he's done as in Coors Field? That might be a big part of the reason why he's hit the way he is. That's not... Mickey Moniak is not the answer to this thing.
So,
can we please?
Real quick, I got a bone to pick, too.
Okay, Chris?
No, I'm going to need Hugh to stop eating that water ice.
Why?
And wait for the break. Because I keep hearing your lip smack. It's really annoying. I can't take it.
And we're off and running on a new weekend.
Well, It's gone now.
We got a break in a few minutes. All right, good.
It's a wrap. It's gone. It was so tasty.
Yeah, see, this is a little inside radio. When Kyle's not with us, he can't really
He's thoroughly irritated.
Well, I can't
hear it through my headset. It's like right in my ear. It's got to stop.
It was so good. Mukbang. Yeah, mukbang at 10:20.
That's not what the audience wants. Not what we want. So when we're in the studio, Kyle can off air yell in Hugh's ear. Tell him to stop it. When we're not in the studio, that requires a little more direct.
My bad, dog. My bad. It was so good, though. It was. I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm already.
And then with the Swedish fish, you got it. You know, you can't let it get too melty. You got to.
Well,
go
you're
ahead
just drinking it. Basically, it becomes soup at that point.
It was tasty.
Here's the issue, though. I'm annoyed at Hugh for what he said on Friday that we're going to get to later in the show. Now Kyle's annoyed at Hugh.
Join the club. Everybody's annoyed
at me. You're also. Just taking the easy way out. Do nothing Douglas over here as we're trying to win a World Series. Oh, don't overpay. Don't go in big. What's the point of all this? Sustainability? 5 years from now? They could win the World Series this year with a big move. Go
I agree.
Make it.
I agree. But I feel like when you say be desperate, to me, that's not operating from a position of power. That's playing checkers.
They're
that's
not in
that's
a position
not a
of power.
That's not a chess.
They're an older team with their biggest hitter as a free agent. Well, If I'm the A's or the Twins or whoever, DeBrowski is going to push me around. I'm going to push him around.
No, I definitely see your point. I definitely see your point, but I guess it's the way that you phrase it. You know, be desperate. No, that's
desperate.
Being desperate is like making that move. Like if you at the club at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you just try to go home with whomever else is there that's available.
Listen, I can make the case. This team is at their 2 a.m. in the morning. It's time.
Last call.
Last call.
If we're not desperate, the Mets are going to end up going home with that girl.
Yeah, right. Sometimes,
what do you say?
What do you say? You got to shoot your shot?
You got to shoot the J.
Dave's got to shoot the J.
Shoot the J.
This is the week for the Phillies to finish this thing and go get the missing pieces to win a World Series. Should the Phillies act desperately this week to acquire a star? I say yes. And if it means an overpay, it means an overpay. 215-592-9494. We'll get to some of the names being linked to the Phillies, including two big names, power hitters that were linked on this weekend. How those guys fit? Is it worth it? Are they worth it? We'll dive into that coming up. Your call as well. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies be desperate to make a big move this week? I say yes. Hugh isn't feeling it. He's also getting yelled at by Kyle. We're off and running live from Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I hit up Josina.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Midday show. Practice underway on the field right now. All right, we'll get to the Phillies here in a sec. Just quick update from practice. No Andrew McCube out there today, so we'll ask Elliot about that. Apparently had a collision in practice Saturday, not out there today. But practice underway after practice. Jordan Davis, Dallas Scott are slated to join us. All right, lot to do today. But, Hugh, we start with the Phillies, who won 2 out of 3 over the weekend. We are 3 days away from the MLB trade deadline. And I want Dave Dombrowski to act desperately. Go for it. Like, just go in and make the trade to put them over the top. Because I just view it a National League and really the whole league, baseball in general. About a month ago, it looked like maybe Detroit was that one great team, and they've had a terrible month. The reality is we're almost August, and there is no great team. There's maybe 7 or 8 good to very good teams, 7 or 8 more mediocre teams, and one of those 14 to 16 teams is going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
The Phillies can do that. But they need to finish this thing and put themselves over the top. All right, let's get to some of the names, then your phone calls here. 215-592-9494. All right, here, one of the biggest names out there right now, maybe the biggest bat that is available, is Eugenio Suarez, third baseman from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I almost think we're underrating how big of a year this guy is having. So right now, Suarez has 36 home runs on the season. And he's an interesting player in that he's had a long, good career, but it's kind of been a roller coaster where some years are very, very good, and then some years are just like, all right, and it's kind of gone back and forth. This is one of those really big years he's having. He has 36 home runs. He leads the league in RBI with 87 right now. And you look at his numbers since the middle of last season, and he's probably a top 10 hitter in baseball since the middle of last season. Like, he's been on a tear for about a full year now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Buster Olney, ESPN Baseball Tonight podcast this morning, talking about the Phillies, Eugenio Suarez, and a potential fit here.
All right, and I'm just going to mention the Phillies, and I don't have specific information that the Phillies are all in on this thing, but I will tell you that if you look at Suarez, okay, the way I think the Phillies have talked a little bit about, hey, if we get a third baseman, we can move Alec Bohm over to first base. Bryce Harper has been absolutely crystal clear to the Phillies all along. You want me to move, I'll move. And then what you conceivably have is that he goes to the outfield. Nick Castellanos, maybe they make a deal with him. He's under contract for next year. But I'm you know, that the reason why I'm intrigued there is because David Dombrowski, the general manager, we know is so aggressive, and he's not afraid of a big trade.
Hugh, that was interesting, and this name is interesting because this is the best power bat available, 36 home runs. But it's not a perfect fit, right? Like, we'd all want an outfielder with power. Mm-hmm. This is a third baseman with power, which means there's a lot of moving parts to this. It's, first of all, what is it going to cost? Second, what happens to the defense on this team if you land Eugenio Suarez, right? He'd be the third baseman. And then the way Buster Olney just put it, he in his mind, Alec Bohm, when he comes back, he goes to first base, Bryce Harper to the outfield. There's all the option we saw yesterday, Hugh, with Schwarber back to the outfield, which is what they did years ago, and then they moved away from that. Where do you come down on Suarez? His bat is so good right now. I am willing to make the defense work and deal with how it looks like when he gets here. Because if you start a lineup, Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Suarez, it's probably the best 1-2-3-4 in baseball. So I'm willing to make the defense work, even though it's clunky.
A little clunky. 34 years old, correct?
Yeah, free agent to be. It's a rental.
Free agent, so you're renting him. Like, I guess the biggest thing was how much you're willing to give up to get him, obviously, for that. As far as being clunky, I think with having Schwarber out there yesterday, they're trying to workshop this a little bit and see if it could possibly work if they go out there and get him or Luis Roberts or somebody like that. So it's one of those things where I don't have a problem with it. It's just, again, Joe, for me, how much am I willing to give up? Because when you talk about acts of desperation and you're talking about getting a rental player, how much am I going to have to give to get that guy who's not guaranteeing me? Like, we're going to make a – well, like, without him, I think the Phillies are going to make a run. But how much am I willing to give up knowing that I'm getting this rental player? And on top of that, 34 years old, and I still have to sign Schwarber if that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a pure rental, considering they have JT that's a free agent to be and Schwarber that's a free – I mean, this is for now, right? This is to try to go win a World Series this year. The other thing to factor in is if he doesn't land here, where is he going to go, right? Is he going to end up – with the Mets? Is he going to end up with another NL contender like the Cubs? Is he going to end up on the right? Like, where is he going to end up if he doesn't end up here? So I want him. Suarez is clearly the best bat available. I don't think it's a fluke that over the last year he's hit like 50 home runs. And I keep dreaming on that top four. Like, I'm just imagining a playoff game starting Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Suarez. Let's go. Like, that's the bat they're missing. Put it in the middle of the order. Let's go. So the other... Hugh, there is a way, though, they can make the defense less clunky. They could include Bohm in the deal. We haven't thought about that. But, you know, you could just swap a third baseman for a third baseman. You could give Bohm back to Arizona. He's under contract next year. So, you know, they might want that. So they have someone that's under contract on their team for next year. That might be a way to make it so it's a little bit less clunky. Then you just put Suarez in a third where Bohm would have been, and you keep rolling.
And just keep playing baseball.
Yeah.
That sounds like that would probably be an easier fit than what you're trying
to
do.
Yeah, less moving parts.
But how attractive is Bohm at this time? Because, you know, when we were talking about in the offseason, about trying to move on from Bohm, it really wasn't that attractive for anyone.
I agree. I have no idea how much Arizona want him, but I would be open to that. I would trade Bohm in a deal to get Suarez. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you – I feel like Suarez has become the guy for you that you've wanted the most the last week or so.
Yep, I've been telling you, I would do crazy things to get Eugenio Suarez
when you
here.
When you say it like that, Kyle.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it just opens
the
door.
We're trying to win a World Series.
No, but it's just like the next question. It's like, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, very low on the spectrum of crazy things would be shuffling this defense around and making it work. I mean, a wise man once told me that defense is a luxury.
Not a necessity.
I mean, especially if you have a pitching staff as dominant, starting pitching wise, as
like
the Phillies
that's
are.
A smart dude.
He's a genius.
Today we could spin it. Most of the time, not. Also, Kyle, the furthest this team has gone with this group is when they had their worst defense.
That's true.
Put Schwarber in the outfield and Hoskins at first every day.
Yep, Schwarber and Castellanos in the corners. Hoskins
they got to
at
the
first
World
base.
Series.
Yeah, I mean, like, and look, if I could find a way to do it without including Alec Bohm in the deal, I think I would prefer to do that. Like, I think Bohm still adds something to this lineup, and then it, like, I don't know, the net positive isn't as strong if you subtract Alec Bohm. So I think I would rather try and find a way to get Suarez here without including Alec Boehm in the deal. But like a push came to shove, and they said the only way you're getting Eugenio Suarez is Alec Boehm.
Be like, bye-bye.
Crazy things.
See you, buddy. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that would be a less clunky way to do it. You just play Suarez third. When a bat like this is available, though, I want it. I mean, this guy, again, if this was a month-long run, I'd say, this is probably not who he is. He's been hitting like this for a year now. This is the hitter he's become. And for a rental, to add to this lineup, I'd love Suarez. All right, the other big-name bat, Hugh, that is out there, that it feels to me like more of a consolation prize. Like, if they can't pull off the Suarez thing, this guy might be the guy. They keep getting connected to Luis Robert. Now, the Phillies
that
are...
That feels like that's going to happen.
Yeah,
bro.
You sense that. So they're in. It's kind of interesting. They're in Chicago.
Chicago this week.
They're playing the White Sox. He could just go across the field.
And then you know what's funny? Like, there was a lot of movement this weekend in Major League Baseball as far as people getting
Yankees
traded
made
and everything.
A deal. Yeah, a lot of teams
make
a deal.
So to have, like, to have Schwarber out there in outfield and then getting ready to go to Chicago and he's the center field, I think that's something that might be entertained. You know, because that feels to me like the – almost feels like – and we talked about this in the break of Jazz Chisholm move, kind of, sort of. You know, where, you know, you get a player, has 10 home runs, hitting, I think, 204, 205, something like that.
Now, to be fair, he's been, the last 2 weeks, he's hit the best he has all season, so maybe he's starting to
turn the corner,
play to his typical level.
Yeah, but, you know, that feels like more of a move that the Phillies might make in this situation. It's not the big move that most people want them to make Thursday, but it's a consolation move.
So if it's Luis Robert, it's really how you choose to see it. Like, one end of the spectrum, it's a supremely talented player, right? A few years ago, he had
27 years old.
Right, he had 38 home runs and was an all-star. Like, this guy checks a lot of boxes. Power, speed, he steals base.
And he's young.
And he's in his prime. But we can also be real. The last 2 years, he sucked. I mean, look at his numbers. He is not – like, you're not – he's not playing very well.
So
I mean, it has. I mean,
no, I mean, I feel you.
Yeah, so the question, if they got a Luis Robert, could the Phillies get the best out of him? Could he go back to being what he was a few years ago? I don't know. I like your comp to Jazz Chisholm because Jazz Chisholm got better when he got to the Yankees.
Yes.
Like, he got to an environment with a lot of other star players, Aaron Judge and all that. Soto was there last year.
Yes.
And he blossomed. There is a thought that could happen here. You put him next to Bryce and Schwarber, like pros, and maybe he blossoms.
And I tell you what, the Eugenio Suarez thing, yeah, did I say that right?
I think it's Eugenio.
It's a little bit older, man. But it's just a rental.
You know,
it's a rental, but it's on the other side of that. What are you giving up for this rental?
Yeah.
And when you talk about what the sustainability of the Phillies, because that's where I'm kind of stuck at and where we are, because we're at somewhat of an impasse. You talk about JT Realmuto, the fact that we don't really have a backup catcher that we can replace him with is somewhat of a concern. And you talk about Schwarber, who's 32 years old, and we're talking about bringing somebody in that's 34 as a rental situation. It just feels like Luis fits a little bit better as far as the youth movement is concerned.
Well, he also is an outfielder, right? Yeah. Like, it's a more simple acquisition. Just put him in center field. Yeah. He's better than what you have out there. I get it. Look, I said it when Kyle brought up Robert last week. I would take it, and I don't think it's going to cost much, so there's that element to it. Maybe you could then make a big move in the bullpen. But Suarez is the one for me. That's more of an impact guy that has just been way better for the last year. Not even close. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies act desperately this week to go land a star? I want them to be desperate. Go finish this team and go win a World Series. And your thoughts on Suarez, Robert, do you want him? Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what
Will.
Up, man?
Yeah, man. Listen, man. I'm right along with y'all, man. Bring in the right piece, the right player to make this team better, to get us over the hump, man. I mean, like, if you got to pay that money, you know, like what you saying, Hugh, you know, it's all about the deal and who we giving up. Like, I like Bone, and I think we should keep him. But, you know, because what I think is...
But are you, like, letting Bohm get in the way of getting Eugenio Suarez?
But listen, what I'm saying is this, right? You need the right coaches to develop these players, man. That's what it's all about, man. You got to get these right coaches to develop these players to make them better, man. And that's what it's all about, man. It's not all about the big names and what these guys can do. It's about developing these players that you already have.
What are we doing here? Do you want to win the World Series or do you want to develop players?
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, we got the players to do it. You know what I'm saying?
The last three years have shown us they don't.
No, man, but they do. Like I said, man, listen, get me in that locker room for the Eagles and the Phillies, man. Because for real, this is what they need. They need the motivation to let these guys know we are the team to beat, man. They need that motivation to get them involved and help them develop, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, you need a guy like me to actually motivate these guys, man. I'm telling you, man, because I bring that energy, man. That's what they missing. They missing that energy. And listen, let me in that locker room, man, and I guarantee you, we're going to win a World Series and another repeat for the Super Bowl. I guarantee you.
So we don't need more good players. We just need Will.
We need Will.
I got you.
I'm telling you.
I got you. All right, Will. Listen, man, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, like the idea of like, is anyone patient? Like, am I living in a different world than Will? Why would I be patient? This team is older. They have a shot to win right now.
Yeah.
What am I worried about? Patience to develop.
Will was also telling us to keep giving Max Kepler chances.
Yeah, I know. Well, he also. Yeah, he did. He wanted Kepler hurt in like 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, we're going to lead off Alec Boehm too.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was that.
Get him in that locker room.
Yeah, I'm out on that idea. No, thank you. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff,
I like Will, but we're not the Marlins. We don't develop players here. They come here, they're ready to go.
Well, I mean, look at the team. It's Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper, and JT, and Wheeler. Like. Yeah, I mean, every once in a while they develop a Nola and a Hoskins, but that's not who this Phillies team is.
Right. So I don't know about being desperate, Joe. I don't like that term, and I like how you guys, formulate it because it does create a good discussion. I would be extremely aggressive, and that Suarez guy sounds intriguing. I would not let Boehm hold it up, though, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it means putting Boehm in that thing, I'll figure third base out next year. Because we really don't have anybody else that can play third, other maybe Sosa.
Right, and Jeff, before you go on, the long-term decision has to come on third soon anyway, because next year Boehm has 1 year left, right? So if you trade him for Suarez, you got to figure out third this offseason. But either way, they're soon going to get to a point where they got to either commit to Boehm or just find a new third baseman anyway.
Right. The other guy, Roberts, might be the better option because he fits right into the outfield, correct? He's an outfielder.
Yeah, plug and play.
Yeah, he's a really good defensive center. I mean, sometimes I mentioned last week he's got some Odubel to him, like he'll make you scratch your head.
Yeah.
But physically, and he can run and get the ball. Like, he's a good outfielder.
And maybe part of his lack of good play in the last year or so is because he plays with a really crappy team.
Mm.
Like, you put a guy like that on a team that wins, that's the kind of guy that could really get his numbers back up, in my opinion.
I think you're right. And that, Jeff, The only concern I would have is we're in a pennant race, right? Like, so,
yes.
You know, there's not much time for him to get it going, but he is the kind of player, if he got back to where he was a couple years ago, we could watch him and say he's legitimately the most talented player on the team. That's how good he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that leaves you a little bit more wiggle room to get a better bullpen arm, too, because I think you have to give up less to get that guy as opposed to Suarez. And if you get Suarez, you already have your outfielder here. He's playing first base right now.
I know.
Put him out in the outfield, move Castellanos to left, and you kind of have to limp through with center field with
Marsh and Rojas.
Marsh and Rojas, yeah. I can live with that if I have a bigger bat in the outfield. Kepler, he's dead to me.
Yeah, I think you and Topper. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Hugh, let's go into that element of it. If they get Eugenio Suarez, if the Phillies land a player that changes the defense here, are you comfortable with Bryce Harper to the outfield? Because that feels like where this is. It's either Schwarber or Harper. I mean, like, that's one of them's got to go to the outfield.
Definitely yes. Yes, because he's already made the commitment to do that, and I think he can do it. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Nah.
All right, you got to choose then.
Roberts or
no,
Moreno?
No.
What?
You got to choose Harper or Schwarber to play the outfield.
Oh, Harper. I got Harper out there.
I mean, he's better, right? Yeah. And he's an outfielder.
Yeah.
But he's also had a lot of injury issues the last year. Schwarber has not.
Yeah. I mean, this is true, but we're talking about because we're getting Suarez, right?
That's what in that idea, right? Suarez arrives, so boom to first. You got to play with the outfield.
The rest, like what, a couple months?
It's basically 2 months.
Yeah,
and then
I'm okay with that.
I would be too. I also wonder if they could rotate them, right? Bryce plays the outfield three days a week
sparingly.
Yeah, Schwarber plays it because the one concern would be injury. You're going to run those guys into the ground. Schwarber has been at his best offensively since he's been a DH. Like that, you've gotten the most out of him when you've kept him just at DH. And Bryce Harper, we know, he just missed a month with a wrist issue. So that's obviously part of the equation here. Kyle, who would you rather in the outfield, Schwarber or Harper?
Is so it that hard?
I think, well, yeah, it is.
The injury stuff with Harper, I think, makes it a little bit more of a conversation.
But the other part of it is, didn't they put Schwarber out there last season and he got injured, like, immediately?
I think it was, it was the game against Miami. He hurt his groin, I think, like, the first game he was out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, since I'm doing crazy things for Eugenio Suarez, I think I'm putting Harper out there, risking the injury. I think I have to do it.
And look, and you heard it there for Buster Olney. Like, he has basically told the Phillies he will do this. I mean, this went back to the offseason when I guess Pete Alonso was the name out there.
I got
to
do.
Yeah, and if that makes the team better, and let's go back to when they signed Castellanos. So the idea was Harper was going to play right and Castellanos was going to play left. That's how they set the team up back in 2022, and the whole operation went awry because Harper hurt his elbow like a month in, and it's never looked like that. But that was their original plan. 215-592-9494. Aaron is in San Diego up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Joe, good to have you back. We missed you last week. There's a couple accusations that were made that I want to get to at the end, but hey, wanted to talk about the topic of the day today. In terms of desperation, Joe, you know, when we're desperate, that means like we're like one piece of the puzzle away from being this World Series champion favorite. And I think we're missing like a third of the puzzle.
No, they're not missing that much.
I don't think that Suarez, you know, he is a big fish in a little pond. And he has no pressure on him whatsoever. You bring him into Philadelphia, it's a completely different ball game. And is he going to produce the same way that he does in Arizona? Because the Arizona fan base is nowhere near the Philadelphia fan base.
I mean, Aaron, it's a fair point. I don't know. But is that going to stop me from bringing him in? I mean, and you're also not going to get a player, most likely, from a big fish in a big pond because those teams are trying to win the World Series too, right? So if he plays for the Dodgers, I know he can handle pressure. The Dodgers aren't giving you a good player. So that's kind of the way the trade deadline always works. You're acquiring a good player on a bad team, often in a small market.
You know, Joe, our boys, you know, they went into a hostile Yankee Stadium and they put up 24 runs in three games. That was really, I mean, home runs, moving runners over, hitting balls when they're in scoring position. That was really, really impressive. And you know, I don't know if one piece of the puzzle, you know, ups our odds. I think we're a champ or we're a World Series contender. But I don't think that one piece. I think we need to take a page out of the Eagles. I think we need to, you know, stick with the youth that we have.
What youth?
And project that.
The youth.
What youth is
the youth.
Here?
The youth.
What youth is guiding the Phillies right now? Their best pitcher
there
is Zach Wheeler.
There is no youth. I'm talking about our farm system. Doesn't make sense to give up our farm system, you know, for a rental player that we're going to get for 1 year, and then 3 years down the road, we're going to be hearing about Crawford and how
he's
doing.
But, Aaron, the Phillies aren't the Eagles. Do we need, like, 100 years of evidence of – like, they're not the Eagles. The Eagles are the best-run organization, maybe in all pro sports. Like, they know what they're doing at every level. When have the Phillies ever, outside of, let's say, early 2000s, put together a backbone of a team all through their farm system?
It's a matter of a combination of both, Joe. That's the point.
Right. I get that. But I can't sit here this week as this is I'm going to put it out there now. This is their last shot and their best shot. I don't believe they'll ever get this combination of Schwarber at this level, Turner at this level, JT playing again at this level, Wheeler at this level. This is it. Because as years go on, they're either not going to be here or they're just going to get older. If they waste this, we're going to regret this for 20 years. Like, the idea of the future, like, I don't give a crap about Justin Crawford. Like, why do I worry about what he's going to be 4 years from now when I got a World Series on the line, Aaron?
Because adding Suarez does not up your percentage. Because what are you going to have to give up?
Does it? It absolutely ups their percent. I mean, hold on a second. It does up their percentage. Like, if you look at the last year, he and Schwarber are two of the top 10 hitters in baseball. Imagine it's like me saying adding another Schwarber doesn't make them better. Of course it does.
But Joe, you're talking about a guy that has no pressure on him whatsoever. He has no pressure. I mean,
again,
look at every trade deadline player. You know, Austin Hayes was from Baltimore, right?
He
was a great player.
Austin Hayes wasn't any good when they traded for him. This guy's having a great season. Don't you see what he's doing?
Yes. We are obviously on two different ends of the spectrum. I like what the boys are doing now. I want them to keep doing what they're doing. And, Joe, you know, there were some things that were said when you weren't here.
About?
There was some fat shaming that occurred. There was some accusations about my relationship.
Oh, boy.
With the cheeseburgers. You know, but the one thing that got me, and I've been thinking about all weekend, is your partner across the desk there. He made a comment about me outkicking my coverage. And, Hugh?
Yes.
I don't want to toot my own horn. But, you know, back in the day, you know, circa 2004, the bouncing days, the rugby days.
You was that man.
Many
you was that dude.
At the club. What's that?
You was that dude.
I'm telling you, there was many occasions at the club where I had to walk up to the ladies and ask them what they're staring at, and their response was, the best looking thing in here. Oh!
I don't give a shit
about it, huh?
I ain't mad at you. You did all right for yourself.
So now we're making up stories? Is that what
no, I mean, he did all right for himself.
No, hey!
He did all right for himself. God bless you.
There are no story. There is no stories when it comes to me. I am what I am, whether I'm on the radio or I'm in person. You get what you get, my friend.
Oh, I believe that. Aaron, good phone call. I appreciate it.
I ain't mad at you, Aaron.
If we take one more call about saving the farm system, I'm going to lose my mind. The Phillies can win the World Series. What are we doing? Did anyone else watch the deadlines the last 2 years when they saved the farm system and we ended up with, I mean, like, nothing?
I think for the Phillies, they have PTSD. I think that, you know, when DeBrusque got here, when he talked about, you know, the trophy case and spending money and doing what he had to do, everybody was like, hold up, bro. There was that Adubo Herrera era was real. Like, that, you know,
yeah,
we don't.
You operate in fear, you're never going to get over the hump.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah,
we don't want to do that.
If they operate in fear, they're not going to get over the hump.
No, I mean, I hear you. I mean, you're right. But you also have to be calculated and measured in the moves that you make.
Calculated and measured.
I mean, I know it's hard. It's hard to be a grown up in this climate, but sometimes you just have to.
Well, I let them be grown ups the last 2 years. How'd that work out?
You did.
That didn't work. So let's go. Get switched.
Especially when you came with all that bravado.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Do you want DeBrusque to be desperate this week? Look, they need significant additions deadline, and I think they need to be desperate here. How far are you willing to go? And would you include Alec Bohm to get Eugenio Suarez? I would. I feel like it's the most simple way to make the defense work. I'd swap out Bohm in that deal. Plus, we come back. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed, Hugh Douglas. Not surprised, but very disappointed. We'll address that next. Again, live from Eagles training camp. Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert, Slater to join us after practice on Sports Radio 94 WIP.